This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the 4th of July holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLLA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road this afternoon playing the Astros, looking to even up the series. And that directly follows the SoCal Restaurant Show with pregame with Terry Smith and Mark Langston. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Las Vegas for Southern Californians is a very high priority destination over this long holiday weekend. And it is a pleasure to welcome Las Vegas-based food entrepreneur and event promoter Jolene Menina to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Jolene, thanks for hanging in there.
Thank you.
Among her many projects, Jolene is doing something really fun right now. She has the Green Street Test Kitchen that actually started last month and for sure runs through the end of the month, but I have a hunch we have not heard the last of the Green Street Test Kitchen at the Palms Casino Resort. Jolene, tell us about, just to recap, because it's done at this point, but you have a great combination of chefs that started the program but also continue through this month. Tell us about your first run with Binky's. I love the name.
Yeah, so Binky's. So the chef behind Binky's is Josh Bianchi. He has been with us at the Test Kitchen on and off for a few months over the past year. He does amazing Italian food. He is making his own pastas. He has one of the best focaccia breads I've tasted. Very thoughtful food. He actually, prior, worked under Mark Vetri, actually at the Palms, and prior to that, Chef Andre at the Palms. So when we realized we were going to take over the space at Green Street, he was definitely one of the chefs that I wanted to highlight. But it was almost like a little homecoming for him as well. And he's an amazing chef, and I think he's got great potential. He is definitely looking to open his own restaurant, and searching for that, you know, while I speak. So he was the first. He came in, and we did one weekend with him. Also, in addition to that, we did like a launch party with Chef Josh. And like all of the chefs, it is a set menu. When you walk in, you basically sit down, food starts coming out on a nice flow, a little cocktail to start as well. And so he was the first chef for us.
And Jolene, what really amazes me, because our listeners are very aware of what dining prices are on the Strip in Las Vegas, and it's not economy time, Jolene. What is your pre-fee price on your program that you're running for the Green Street Test Kitchen? Because I think this is a real value. And you mentioned you also get a cocktail.
It is. It's a great value. Every menu is the same at $59 a person, and you start with a cocktail, and it's a minimum of three courses. But the first one was four courses. Chef Gary's, the second one that we're doing right now, Makatas, is actually six different dishes, and then we roll into Christina's. So it's a wonderful value. You definitely feel you're definitely full when you're leaving the meal.
Jolene, I would have no doubts. I mean, believe me, this has your name on it. Now, speaking about that, before we get into more of the specifics of the last night of a program you have now and then what's coming up, where do our listeners go for more information and to make reservations?
Yeah, they can go also to VegasTestKitchen.com and then click on the events link. And the very first thing they're going to see is the Green Street pop-up. They can do that. They can also, even if they're on our Instagram account for Vegas Test Kitchen, they go to our bio. They can get to the reservations there as well. Palms.com also has it there. So there's a few different outlets to make reservations.
Great. Jolene, in Southern California, we have a very large Filipino community. And there's some wonderfully talented Filipino chefs that are now doing fine dining that sometimes have a little bit of a Filipino influence that comes on some of their ingredients or menu items, and it's kind of fun to see. Tonight is the last night of healthy, social, and succulent Pinot-inspired dining. You have to tell us a little bit about what Chefs Brian and Gary have been doing. And for our listeners that are either on their way to Las Vegas now or are there now and listening on the internet, you got one more night to, be able to enjoy this menu. Give us some of the details, if you will, because, again, we have a lot of fans of Filipino food.
That's amazing to hear, honestly. I didn't realize how big of the Filipino community there was also in Las Vegas. And we've already had people traveling from L.A. to come to this pop-up. So we're realizing that there is definitely even a need in Vegas for more food like this. And so what Gary is doing, he's did a collaboration with Chef Brian Tejada, and Brian Tejada is a part of Chef Gary's company, which is Honest Hospitality. Brian is actually located in L.A., so he comes in town to do this event at the Palms. And their take on it is the traditional Filipino flavors, and then they're just, they're doing it their way to refine it a bit, right? Make it a little bit more healthy, make it maybe... I actually like using the word refined. I'm just going to stay there with it because everything is very clean. The plating is very beautiful, and they are doing some tableside service so they can talk to the guests about it. So we realize, in addition to having such a large community of Filipinos in Vegas, there are also a lot of people who have not enjoyed this cuisine because there's not so many restaurants, that are offering it. So they get the opportunity to educate at the same time, and they're using like traditional monkey pod dishes and lazy Susies, and it's over the top. It's executed perfect. The flavors are great, and everything looks fantastic when it comes out.
Well, Jolene, there's some wonderful flavors that are in that portfolio, and I'm sure that these evenings have really sung. So definitely glad to hear it, and was excited to see that. Now, starting next weekend, you have something different that's coming in, and I love some of the verbal descriptions of your dining experiences. So coming up is Fresh and Saucy American Polynesian Chinese cuisine. Jolene, if that isn't a mouthful, I don't know what is, but it definitely harkens back to Trader Vic's, which was very popular in its day in the LA area. And I also know had a Vegas branch that survived for quite a while. So tempt us with what Christina has coming up, because this sounds like a winner too.
It is. Listen, I can't speak more highly of Christina. Everything that she has prepared is just absolutely delicious. I've had her do everything from our New Orleans food to she does, her traditional Vietnamese food. And so when she told me, this has been going on for a while. She's been working on this Polynesian concept. It's a concept that, once again, she is looking to actually open as a brick and mortar. So when she told me this is what she wanted to do, I was so excited. She is originally from Boston, and she grew up working at Calhoun, which is one of the large Polynesian restaurants in Boston. So she grew up with these flavors. So as soon as she found out that we were definitely going to get the space, she flew her whole team out to go stage in Boston so they could do these authentic pupu platters. And so I'm super thrilled. And I know a lot of people, even from the Boston community here that are familiar with that, are like, they're going to come literally every weekend to see it. So she, we'll have that fun atmosphere, but she's going to go through, you're going to have that traditional pupu platter with char-chu, caraburo pork, and chicken fingers, and crab ragoons, and skewers, and duck sauce, and Chinese hot mustard, and she'll have hers. It will be the same thing with a $59 menu. She's the one that is going to have an add-on as well because she loves making whole lobster.
Oh, my.
Fresh lobster. She throws it on the menu at the Vegas Test Kitchen. It always sells out. So she's on it with crispy wonton noodles. I think it's just It's going to be such a fun menu, and I think people are just going to, they're going to love it. I think it's a home run, honestly, and I can't wait for her to execute it at the Palm.
Well, you know, Jolene, again, having grown up with Trader Vic's, you know, here in Beverly Hills, Trader Vic's and Don the Beachcomber in their day, when they were really executing their food at a high level, you know, this was a fun and delicious experience. And I think the only reason it went away was, is there's a lot of corporate ownership that got into these places. And, you know, the food started to suffer. But again, when it's done at the level you're talking about with a chef that has a fine dining background, as you were saying, this has just got to be a home run. So I definitely look forward to following Christina's progress. And this sounds like, in terms of the possibilities of a brick and mortar in Las Vegas, this sounds like a very viable concept, particularly when you combine that with those festive alcoholic beverages that go with the Polynesian Chinese cuisine.
Yes, absolutely. We do. We have a specialty cocktail menu that will be coming out for this. We've teamed up with William Grant and Sons. Their main rep, Kenson Lau, is awesome, and he is on it. And he's there with us constantly and training the staff at the Palm. So, yeah, it's really fun. If the guests come in town, they should definitely stop by and hit up one of these weekends. And, you know, overall, follow these chefs, you know, and watch their careers, because they're all amazing, and they're just going to keep moving up.
Well, Jolene, it's wonderful for you to have created this platform for these chefs, and I know it's been successful. Now, talking about success, there is a rumor that based on what's happened, the popularity of the Green Street Test Kitchen through your first period of time, I hear a rumor there's a possibility that this might be extended. I know the Palms is very secretive about things, but is there anything that you can tell us that might be happening after the July the 30th?
There's nothing I can say right now, but if they do ask me to continue doing some fun events, I'm not going to say no.
Jolene, I think that was very diplomatic. Fortunately, you haven't voided any of the protocols over there. Jolene, as we need to wrap it up, one more time on what the website is for reservations and to get all the details about the continuing Green Street Test Kitchen at the reopened Palm Casino Resort.
Yeah, absolutely. So this pop-up is going to last until the end of this month. It runs every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 11 o'clock. Typically, the dinner lasts about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. We have live music every night. There's always two different performers. So you can sit and relax. We're not pushing anybody out. Have more drinks. Listen to live music when you're done with dinner. And you can go to VegasTestKitchen.com, go to events, and then make your reservation right there for Green Street.
Jolene, thanks, and we will definitely keep in touch. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Winter return, yes, as promised. Chef Andrew Gruhl, with his usual Ask the Chef segment, has some interesting news to share with us. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.